Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience, Oklahoma State Cowboys 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Yes, yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Football Experience. Oklahoma State Cowboys 2022 season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
They were so close. Ooh. An inch away from the Invitational. We think they would have got into the Invitational.
Probably would have.
You never know. That's the problem with having this ridiculous four-team Invitational.
And they're not a big brand, and Cincy is now being invited to the Big 12, so something would have had to have given last year had they gotten that extra inch.
Yes, and, you know, I don't know. It was a crazy game, an absolutely crazy game.
I'm actually a little disappointed that they didn't put the committee in a bind last year. I wish they would have gotten
that would have been
that extra inch.
Fucking great. But it was still a successful season. If you're wondering who that is over there, well, first subscribe on YouTube and you can see it. Yes, subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube and the College Basketball Experience on YouTube. But in general, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. But I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Well,
what should I give you here? How about this?
You know, you gotta give me some cowboy shots. You know? Well, these guys are wild ones.
It was a wild one last year, Patty C.
It was. Second 12 win season ever. And how many years has it been that he's been there now? Like 16.
This is year 17 this season. So, you got to appreciate that. And
nine top 25 finishes in his 16 years. Pretty solid.
What do you make of him overall? Like, okay, so we just heard from him on Big 12 Media Day. Mike Gundy, went out and, basically called out the Big 12 saying, why is Texas and Oklahoma even involved in these meetings?
Yeah.
And I agree with them.
Yeah, I do agree with them as well. You know, they are a distraction at best, you know, and they might even have ill intent. Maybe their vote somehow influences things in their favor that aren't in the best interest of everyone else.
I would kind of expect that to be the case. I mean, I don't know. I would assume I mean, I guess unless they're just not giving any ideas, they're just sitting in there. I have no idea, but I think he was right. And Patty C, so Mike Gundy, 149-69 overall.
Pretty dang good.
Pretty great head coach.
68% win percentage. I think you'd normally take that. Although with T Boone Pickens throwing gazillions of dollars at your program, maybe expectations should be higher. I don't think so. There you go. There you go. Three kind of mediocre years though, leading into last year.
And then that was a big time year. You could say
it's easy to see a tide turn.
It was.
And Patty C. This is the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Running back you, is it?
It's up there.
Barry Sanders, Thurman Thomas.
Two MVPs.
Tatum Bell, David Thompson. Who's the running back recently went to the Panthers? Canadian guy.
Oh,
drawing a blank on his name.
Yeah. I'll pull it up.
They've had some good backs. Hey, you know what? I like Mike Gundy saying there is no future after 2 years of Bedlam. Look, that sucks. College football's better.
Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah, Chuba Hubbard. There we go. They're trying to ruin college football, Patty. See, they really are, the TV execs. We're not going to let them. No. We are not going to let them. All right? Because I'm sure Oklahoma State will look, if we don't have Bedlam, which it seems to be, we're not going to have Bedlam. Hopefully we get the Tulsa Golden Hurricane every year.
Yeah.
All right?
Make that happen for sure.
I
either
want
way.
These rivalries, man. I want to see Colorado back in the Big 12.
That's right. Bring you it know? Back. Do you think Brett Yormark, new Big 12 commissioner, has that in mind? It
no,
seems
like
the
guy who worked with Jay-Z.
He and Kliavkov are getting quite chippy, though.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun watching that go down. Who knows how it will shake out? But Patty C,
it's basically like two loan sharks kind of going at it. Feels like that's who they. Each of these conferences appointed as their commissioner.
I'll take the guy with Jay-Z to win.
Yeah.
What's Kliavkov? Actually, he was what? Some casino
some
in Vegas?
Casino. It's Italians it's very versus the brothers. We got a showdown coming up here.
I'll tell you this, though. The offense got to get better this year because Jim Knowles is gone. Jim Knowles is now at Ohio State. Casey Dunn's the OC. Last year, they were 45th in scoring offense, 41st in rush offense, 67th in pass offense, which is kind of strange. Gundy teams normally be able to throw
fire
that ball.
That ball. Yeah.
Charting at 55th in total offense, Patty C. And I actually think if they're going to be able to win the Big 12, the offense has to get back to doing Gundy things, being top 20.
Yeah.
Spencer Sanders is back for his senior year. If he can eliminate the turnovers, because there's flashes, there's certain plays where you're like, oh man, this guy's a beast. And then there's plays where you're like, what? Why did he throw that?
12 interceptions, I believe, put him like tied for eighth nationally. Pretty bad. Pretty bad.
But he's got plays that jump off screen, too.
Well,
so
he was first team all conference quarterback last year, and preseason, obviously, he is again. So
I disagree with that, but still.
20 touchdowns, 12 interceptions doesn't sound like first team all conference.
3 of 5. Back on the O line though,
but 668 rushing yards.
That's true. Dual threat. Yep. 3 of 5 back on the O line, led by center Preston Wilson. They even got another guy in there that got a few other starts. So I do think they're going to pretty much have 4 of 5 back, experience wise.
That's nice.
Their tight end Braden Cassidy is back, but they did take some hits in the running back and room and the wide receiver room. But they do have 2 of 3 wideouts back: Brennan Presley and Braden Johnson.
There you go.
Breaking in a new running back, it seems it's probably going to be Dominic Richardson, but keep an eye on DeAndre Jackson, a transfer they brought in. I can't say that enough. The offense has to be a lot better this year because I truly believe you will not have this good of a defense this year, even though I do like the hire of Derek Mason. Obviously, Knowles leaves, so you have to hire somebody. You get Derek Mason to leave Auburn for much less money and come to Stillwater. That's how big of a dumpster fire Auburn, Alabama is right now.
Derek Mason, looking back, I mean, when you think about what he did at Vanderbilt, getting a bowl 2 times in 3 years in the middle of that stretch means I think it was actually a decent run that he had at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Not amazing, but good.
They were 9th with Jim Knowles' defense in Stillwater last year, 9th in scoring defense, 5th in rush defense, 36th in pass defense, charting at the 5th best defense in America.
That's going to be tough to replicate.
It's going to be really tough to replicate. 3 of 4 back on the D line, though, led by Tyler Lacey. They are breaking in brand new linebackers and just 1 of 4 back in the secondary. That's free safety Jason Taylor. Kicker and punter are back.
good kicking last year. What do you say? 17 to 21, 100% of his extra points. Solid.
I can tell you this, buddy. They chart to me in the same area as not as much, but still in the same area as Michigan State and Northern Illinois. They were incredibly lucky last year. We just watched Boise State return a fumble for a touchdown in that game that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Petty C, what if I told you? Well, first off, how about this? How about this factor here? They were a year ago. They were 6-2 in games decided by 10 points or less, right?
Yeah, you would think that's not a repeatable feat.
They beat Missouri State, Bobby Petrino, road rash face, by 7 points. They only had 30 more yards of offense than them, right?
Yeah.
Tulsa. Terrible. They only beat Tulsa in a close one.
Yeah,
right?
5 points.
And yeah. Guess what? Tulsa outgained them, right?
Yeah.
They only had 25 more yards than Boise, but that game, terrible call on the ref. Boise should have won that game. They played Kansas State without Skylar Thompson.
It's two group of fives and an FCS, and they ended up beating them by a combined 12 points. And that's not good.
They played K-State without Skylar Thompson. They caught a break there, just like catching a break playing Baylor without their QB. And get this. The Texas game was pretty statistically yardage wise. It was right there. Okay. State had the narrow lead, but it was only by a little bit. Oklahoma actually severely outgained. I think it was like a hunt by like 97 yards, but I think they're kind of extremely lucky.
How did they, I feel like though, the one game that they did kind of dominate, if I'm not mistaken, was the Iowa State game. And that was the game they ended up losing.
Yeah. Well, they got robbed. I thought it was a bad spot. I mean, that was a really bad spot. They threw like a wide receiver screen on like a 4th-and-2.
Yeah.
I personally thought he got it. And I'm a guy that had money on Iowa State.
Yeah.
I thought he got it. And it was a bad spot. And they couldn't, you know, the spot is hard to overturn when like two or three people are stacked
on top. Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought he got it.
I could be wrong in terms of the statistical dominance factor there, but you play in enough of these close games, you're going to get bit, you know?
Well, it just makes me wonder how good was that. I mean, I would have loved to see in a large playoff last year and have them have a shot, but we didn't get that. And I still wonder about some of those games. We're going to talk transfer portal and what's coming in and what's going out and recruiting rankings and what the future of Oklahoma State football will look like without Bedlam. We're going to talk Las Vegas expectations 2022, and then our own. We're going to go game by game on the schedule on the College Football Experience. So, but first I got to get us paid. All right. I want to tell you folks out there that the Oklahoma State Cowboys 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord server. It's the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. I can't recommend that enough. It's a lot of fun. Take for example that Baylor game or the Boise State game or whatever close game, the Bedlam. It's always fun, especially depends on where you're at. For me, if like, you know, I grew up with a ton of people in my house and now I'm a married guy and it's just me and her in the house. And sometimes you just want that interaction. You know, like I'm watching a game, she's in the other room watching, you know, a movie or something, and I'm just sitting there saying,
I need the
fellas.
Are
you seeing this play? And you hop in there and you're just talking. It's a lot of fun. Also, I mean, if you're traveling, to me, like if I'm at the airport or something, it's just, let me hop in there and chat it up, you know, or I'm at the bar. No one, I don't know anyone here.
You don't want to get on Facebook and talk to your family and whatnot. Yeah. Get on Discord and talk
write
to
them
a bunch
letter.
Of idiots. Yeah, that's right.
But yeah, check that out. We're also brought to you by Dave. Yes. Not that Uncle Dave that you were trying, Patty C was trying to connect you with on Facebook. All right. We're talking about Dave. All right. The banking app, brand new banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills, or bet on Oklahoma State. Because look, we've all been in a spot in life where, you know, one thing or another happens and you just all of a sudden you thought you had this money and all of a sudden, damn, my savings is depleted because I don't know. I was uninsured. I lost a job and I had a foot surgery, whatever.
Life came whatever. At you. Yeah.
And that's, you normally have to call on family and friends, and that's always tough, you know? Hey, I know I missed you last year at Christmas. Yeah, I missed you the past 5 years at Christmas. But you think you could feeling. Do me a solid and Venmo me $1,000, $500, maybe? Yeah.
You don't want to be asking fam for that over and
That's
over.
That's why Uncle Dave, the real Uncle Dave, is your best option. Because check this out. They don't even do a credit check. There's no interest on it. Just helping you out of a jam. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's DAVE. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member of the FDIC. All right. Future you will thank you. Download the Dave app. Get that money. All right, folks, we are back talking college football, Oklahoma State. I've been to Stillwater. I've been to this awesome stadium.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
T-Boone Pickens Stadium.
Loved it. Loved it.
Baller.
Called an Iowa State game there. They beat Iowa State. It was a great game.
It is a good little vibe. It's a good looking stadium.
Yeah, when the stands are close to the field too, and I like that. I like that. And it's about
like
that.
A lot of these stadiums, like I don't know, they have like little holes here and there. This one is just compact. It's a very compact stadium.
I like that.
Yeah.
So let's hop into it, Patty. See the portal. Well, seems like their cross town rivals or cross state rivals. We're a little more active in the portal.
Yeah.
Maybe Gundy does not believe in it.
Understatement of the year over here.
Well, I mean, Oklahoma got raided too, but unfortunately, Oklahoma State kind of did too. They only brought in four guys. Offensive lineman Jason Brooks from Vanderbilt, which I imagine is a Derek Mason connection. Running back DeAndre Johnson from Texas A&M, who could get some serious burn this year. Offensive lineman Casey Collier from USC and defensive lineman Solomon Wright from Arkansas. That's it. So look, we grade each and every team's transfer portal rankings because it's batshit crazy and it's a huge factor in college football these days. So I got to highlight on what is gone. All right. Quarterback Peyton Thompson in the portal. Linebacker Cameron Farrar is at SMU now. Quarterback Ethan Bullock, portal. Tight end Austin Gerard, portal. Quarterback who got some burn last year, Shane Illingworth, went to Nevada. This one was brutal here. Cornerback Jerick Bernard, LSU. That was one of their best players on their whole team.
Yeah.
Wide receiver Jonathan Shepherd, portal. Cornerback Gabe Lemons, portal. Offensive tackle Cade Bennett, San Diego State. Wide receiver Matt Polk, portal. Offensive tackle Monroe Mills, Texas Tech. Ouch!
Jerick Bernard, 11 passes defended last year. The next best player on the team, 6. That is losing some production there. And in terms of defending the ball, 2 sacks as well.
I mean, getting Monroe Mills to go to Texas Tech too, it's a rival. And then this was another fatal one. Tanner McAllister, cornerback, goes to Ohio State.
He was second on the team with those 6 passes defended.
And I even thought this one hurt. Desmond Jackson, the running back, I liked him. He transferred to Sam Houston State. I thought this guy was pretty talented. They also lost defensive lineman Jaden Jernigan to the Missouri Tigers. They lost offensive tackle Hunter Anthony to Nebraska. I think they got their ass kicked in the portal, personally.
They did. I think you're right. I mean, the outgoing national rank was 87. It's 9 within the conference. Not good. And then when you consider that they lost a lot of valuable players, yikes.
Talk to me about recruiting rankings. I can't talk.
Colin Oliver, by the way, needs a shout out. 10.5 sacks last year as a freshman All-American. Not even projected as a starter by some of these.
That is impressive.
Publications.
So that maybe, is impressive. Maybe, Derek Mason, fine. Maybe you start him.
Yeah.
might be a good idea for year one.
Right.
How about recruiting in general, though?
I mean, as consistent a team as you really are ever going to find. Last 5 years, 34, 39, 37, 34, 35. Every year between 34 and 39. Within the conference, 5, 4, 5, 3, 3. So behind Texas, Oklahoma, I believe TCU and Baylor.
In the past 11 years, though, and I say 11 because one of those years was COVID, the guy has 7 double-digit win seasons. He gets the maximum out of his talent. Huh?
I think he does. I looked at this, too. With Oklahoma or Texas in front of them or in the same conference, there's been at least 6 times during Gundy's tenure where if he could have just beaten Oklahoma, they would have been the conference champions, but they weren't because of that. Or I guess one was Texas, if they could have beaten Texas. But 4 where they would have been outright champs. They would have tied in 2 other ones. So
I can't wait to watch Bedlam this year.
Bedlam's going to be awesome, but in a way, even though it sucks to lose Oklahoma and Texas for a lot of reasons, they might be the cream of the crop in this conference once Oklahoma and Texas leave.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Well, they were kind of the cream of the crop. 1 inch away from
David
being the cream
Aranda
of the-
might disagree with you.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
All right. So look, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe first up to the College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience. I like what Mike Boynton's doing at Oklahoma State. Obviously, he got hit with those bullshit sanctions by the NCAA, but I still think they're going to be pretty solid. The win total in the background, though, if you see it's 8.5 wins, that has not changed from when this graphic was made a week ago, Patty. See, it is still at 8.5. And right now, the odds on that are the numbers on that -125 on the under. +105 on the over. So Vegas leaning to an 8-4 season from the Cowboys in 2022. Let's hop into it, Patty C, because Thursday, September 1st, this game was fucking bananas last time.
Yeah.
Central Michigan, the Chippewas come into Boone Pickens Stadium. If you don't know this, Central Michigan, I think is in contention for the MAC championship, and they might be probably my preseason favorite to win the MAC championship.
They was Chippy last time they played.
Oh man, come what on. A wild game! Fire up Chips, some say. I think Oklahoma State gets revenge, but man, don't. I mean,
definitely don't fall asleep. Don't I fall think asleep they all on know this better team, this
time. Anna, you played a lot of close games last year. You can't have a slow start.
I think they do that at the beginning of the year. They've done that for like a couple years now, right?
Well, they better watch it here and they better watch it the next game because I know Arizona State got destroyed by the portal, but they're still Arizona State.
That 16-7 Tulsa game 2 years ago to start the season wasn't even that. I mean, Tulsa scored a touchdown to take the lead.
And they called that bullshit holding.
With like 2 minutes left that was called. And then fumble for a touchdown for OSU. So slow starts kind of a thing lately under Gundy. Better figure it out.
I mean, do you have them beating Central Michigan and Arizona State?
Arizona State.
They're an enigma, man.
That
game is tricky. I mean, I have to lean Oklahoma State.
We looked and they've only played like a couple times ever. That's ridiculous. These teams should be playing all the time. I'm going to lean Oklahoma State here.
I am too. And I'm going to say they're 2-0.
Yeah.
Then the very golden Lions of Arkansas Pine Bluff come to town. I got them 3-0 before their bye week. They get the bye week early though.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like that where they get the bye week.
I don't like it either, but kind of an opportune situation here because they're getting Baylor in a revenge spot, obviously. Baylor, meanwhile, coming off a road trip to Iowa State.
Still, I would rather have my bye week later and use Arkansas Pine Bluff as your other bye week.
Get dinged up a little before you take your bye. Yeah.
I got them losing to Baylor in Waco.
I kind of agree with you. I don't know. Baylor figuring out a new quarterback.
No, it's the freshman that
took over.
Yeah.
From
looked really good. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I guess I got to go Baylor.
It's in Waco. If it was in Stillwater, I would go Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
I got Baylor there 3-1, in their first 4, then they're home to Texas Tech.
Should be a win.
I think they win that, but watch out. I think McGuire's going to have the Red Raiders a little bit better than what people are thinking.
Yeah.
They're at TCU and Sonny Dykes. I think that's a win.
Dangerous game. I'm curious what's been happening lately in that rivalry. I guess it doesn't, or series. I don't know if I'd call that a rivalry, but it doesn't really matter because Dykes is brand new. But let me pull that up. 17-13 all time in Oklahoma State's favor. they've won two of the last three, but lost three of the last five against TCU.
Watch out.
We got a game in Fort Worth. I'm going Cowboys though.
I am too.
Yeah.
So that puts them at what then?
That puts them at 4-1. 5-1.
5-1. Then comes in, we got Texas comes in to Boone Pickens on homecoming. Oh my God, this place is going to be bananas. The last time they get him in Stillwater.
Oh yeah. And Texas is really the reason for the misfortune of Oklahoma State moving forward. The primary and maybe sole reason for it.
You know, Gundy has played Texas really well.
Yeah, five of the last seven. I think that's
what keeps his job. And even their losses, dude, their losses were a 7-point game in overtime and then a 6-point game. The rest they won. And some of those they won, you know, pretty decisively.
It's impressive.
I'm taking Oklahoma State.
I think I am too. I think I'm taking Oklahoma State, even though I think Texas will be a hair better this year.
This place is going to be bonkers though, dude.
Yeah.
Homecoming, last chance to get them.
And I guess there are a few other obstacles on the schedule, but every win at this point, you know, when you're dialed in like this, you're making another championship run when you start 5-1.
Well,
or 6-1, I guess we'd had them coming into that game.
I kind of think momentum is going to take a hit here. They're going to lose at K-State the next week. Cause if you beat Texas in that,
yeah, that's
you're
a
riding
lot
that wave
in a row that we're asking them to do. Texas Tech, TCU, Texas, and then K-State.
I think they lose.
I think you get an L in there.
And I actually think they lose the next game at Kansas.
So high on Lance Leipold.
I told you. I told you this on the Kansas preview. I got them losing both those games.
The state of Kansas will not be very nice to Oklahoma State. It was, though, with Barry Sanders, but Barry Sanders ain't the gift that Kansas is giving this year.
So I got them right there at what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 3.
I got them 7-2.
Then they're home to Iowa State. I even think they get that one. 7-3.
Yep.
I can't afford another loss, Patty C. And unfortunately, Bedlam is at Gaylord Focker Stadium in Norman. I'm taking Oklahoma. 7-4, and then they beat West Virginia.
I got Oklahoma too, so I got them 8-3.
And then the final game, West Virginia.
And I got them winning that. So I'm hitting the over.
I'm on the under.
It's
it can't be that lucky 2 years in a row. Very hard.
Look, they've been good.
They've been 7-6 like a bunch of those years too.
They went. Let's
actually, if you because if you're counting the over
the bowl wins, and he has been excellent in the bowls.
That's what I'm saying. So they win seven all the time, actually.
Yeah, I guess they won 6 in 2018 in the regular season. They won 8 in 2019, and then they won 7, but they only played 11 games in 2020.
You gotta throw out 20.
So, but prior to that, 2017, 9 wins in the regular season. 2016, 9 wins in the regular season. 2015, 10 wins in the regular season. You're disrespecting
6 in 2014.
Okay, well, it's been a while. You're disrespecting Mike Gundy.
I'm on the under. I'm on the under with the Cowboys.
9-3, and don't pencil in that Oklahoma game as a loss. Because
I'm rooting for you. I would love to see Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma.
I know we just did the Oklahoma preview, and some of those people might just be dialed into this too. Sorry, Oklahoma. I always root for Oklahoma State in this game.
Always. Especially with their like them following Texas like little bitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go State. All right.
Play those gunshots for us.
There we go. Where are those gunshots? Where are those gunshots? Let's just hit right here.
There we go.
I'm on the under, but I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for you, Gundy. All right. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Patty C's on the over, so give him a follow. Look, subscribe. We're on YouTube. We're on any place you can listen to a podcast. Just come on, support the podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Go over to iTunes. Say some nice things about us. If you do that, take a screenshot on your phone. Or you could use an actual camera. I don't care if I grab a Polaroid. I don't give a shit.
Here you go.
Show it to me on social media. That is Twitter at TCE on SGPN. That's the College Football Experience. Give them a follow. Or you can send it to me personally at the Colby D. Give me a follow. Patty C's on Twitter, Patty C831. Give him a follow. NC Knicks on Twitter at NC_NICK. Give him a follow. We are the College Football Experience. And remember, we're also the College Basketball Experience. We love Big 12 basketball. Subscribe. I like what Mike Boynton's doing. I thought the NCAA was way too harsh on them last year. Fuck the NCAA. Subscribe. I'm really excited.
Boynton is an exciting young coach.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
See what you're doing.
And
over
also
there.
Subscribe to the College Baseball Experience. Me and Noah Beanick. Okay, State keeps a decent baseball program. Also check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're doing every NFL team. They're in the middle of that right now, like 10 teams in already, where they're going through the win totals. They're going talking all this stuff. Subscribe
these
to the
Cowboy
Sports Gambling Podcast.
Are probably Dallas Cowboy fans, right?
That's what I'm saying. Dallas Cowboys. If that's your team, maybe you're a Denver Bronco fan. I don't know.
Dial in.
Check them out. I think you'll appreciate the Sports Gambling Podcast. Check out, look, your fantasy football drafts right around the corner. Subscribe to the Fantasy Football Gambling Podcast. And if you're just a true football head, check out the USFL Gambling Podcast that we hosted this past year. Also, CFL, it's going on right now. Maybe you're into watching some of those games up there in Canada. Check out the CFL Gambling Podcast. Wait, Oklahoma City Thunder fans? I mean, check out the NBA Gambling Podcast. Terrell Furman does a great job.
Chetty Holmgren, baby.
Yeah.
Chetty Bang Bang.
MLB Gambling Podcast. Check it out. I mean, we got whatever your cup of tea is. MMA Gambling Podcast. Check it all out, folks. Get the SGPN app or join the Discord. What's up, Patty C?
Stillwater to Tulsa, only an hour and 8 minutes apart. Hour and 7 minutes.
I did that drive.
You took that drive. Look, that should be the new rivalry.
Yeah.
Screw Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's go. Fire up that engine. All right, folks. We're in the middle of doing all 131. Every single team in the land. We do it every year. But this year, the first year, we're doing 131 thanks to the James Madison Dukes.
Boom.
All right, folks. This is the College Football Experience, Oklahoma State style. I'm on the under. He's on the over. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.